This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Fans who want to attend a Denver Nuggets or Colorado Avalanche game in Ball Arena will have to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test starting November 10th. The test will have to be taken within 72 hours. Children under 12 will not have to follow the mandate. However, everyone must wear a mask at all times. The change also applies to shows at the Paramount Theater in Denver. Colorado Springs is considering a proposal for what would be the city's tallest building. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
Colorado Springs has long avoided putting up skyscrapers downtown, opting instead for spreading the city limits outwards. But local developer The O'Neill Group is arguing the city's ready for a 25-story apartment building, as well as an 11-story office building nearby. The group is hoping to begin construction next year. The city's Urban Renewal Authority has asked for more information on the proposal. The Springs' current tallest building is the 16-story Wells Fargo Tower, completed in 1990. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
DIA has finished phase one of the Great Hall expansion, including revamped security checkpoints and more check-in space for United, Southwest, and Frontier. A new security checkpoint area is in the next phase, set for completion by mid-2024. A third phase is still being planned. Clear and windy tonight along the Front Range. This is CPR News.